Chapter 24. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and Yahweh had increased Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the elder servant of his Baith, who ruled over all that he had, "Please put your hand under my thigh, and swear by Yahweh, the Elohim of Shemaim and the Elohim of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaan, among whom I dwell, but you shall go to my land, and to my mishpacha, and to take a wife for my son, Yitzhak." And the servant said to him, "Perhaps a woman will not be willing to follow me to this country. Must I take your son back to the land from which you came?" But Abraham said to him, "Beware that you do not take my son back there. Yahweh Elohim of the Shemaim, who took me from my Av's house, and from the land of my mishpacha, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To your descendants I give this land,' he will send his malach before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be released from this oath. Only do not take my son back there." So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, his owner, his father, and swore to him concerning this matter. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, for all his master's goods were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels kneel down outside the city by a well of Maim at evening time, the time when women go out to draw Maim. Then he said, "O Yahweh, mighty one of my Adonai, Abraham, please give me success this day, and show unmerited favor to my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of Maim, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw Maim. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, 'Please let down your pitcher that I may drink,' and she says, 'Drink,' and I will also give your camels a drink, let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Yitzhak, and by this I will know that you have shown loving kindness to my master." And it happened, before he had finished speaking, that behold, Rivka, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin, no man had known her, and she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Please let me drink a little Maim from your pitcher." So she said, "Drink, my master." Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had finished giving him a drink, she said, "I will draw Maim for your camels also until they have finished drinking." Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw Maim, and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, remained silent, so as to know whether Yahweh had made his journey prosperous or not. So it was, when the camels had finished drinking, that the man took a golden nose ring weighing half a shekel, and 2 bracelets for her wrists weighing 10 shekels of gold, and said, "Whose daughters are you? Tell me, please. Is there room in your Av's Baith for us to lodge?" So she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, Milcah's son, whom she bore to Nahor." Moreover, she said to him, "We have both straw and enough feed and room to lodge." Then the man bowed down his head and paid homage to Yahweh. And he said, "Benevolent is Yahweh, mighty one, who has not forsaken my Adonai, Abraham, of his unmerited favor and his truth. As for me, being on the way, Yahweh led me to the Baith of my master's brethren." So the young woman ran and told those of her mother's Baith these things. Now Rivka had a brother whose name was Lavan, and Lavan ran out to the man by the well. So it came to pass, when he saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrists, and when he heard the words of his sister Rivka saying, "Thus the man spoke to me," that he went to the man, and there he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, "Come in, O increased one of Yahweh. Why do you stand outside? For I have prepared the Baith and a place for the camels." Then the man came to the Baith, and he unloaded the camels, and provided straw and feed for the camels, and Maim to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. And food was set before his face to eat, but he said, "I will not eat until I have spoken the words of my important matter." And he said, "Speak the words." So he said, "I am Abraham's servant, Yahweh has increased my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given me flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and to him he has given all that he has. Now my master made me swear, saying, you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanite in whose land I dwell, but you shall go to my Av's Beth and to my Mishpacha and take a wife for my son. And I said to my master, perhaps a woman will not follow me. But he said to me, Yahweh, before whom I walk, will send his malach with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son from my Mishpacha and from my Av's Beth. You will be clear from this oath when you arrive among my Mishpacha, for if they will not give her to you, then you will be released from my oath. And this day I came to the well and said, O Yahweh, Elohim of my Adonai, Abraham, if you will now prosper the way in which I go, behold, I stand by the well of Maim, and it shall come to pass that when the maiden comes out to draw Maim, and I say to her, please give me a little Maim from your pitcher to drink. And she says to me, drink, and I will draw for your camels also, let her be the woman whom Yahweh has appointed for my master's son. But before I had finished speaking in my heart, there was Rivkah coming out with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew Maim, and I said to her, please let me drink. And she made haste and let her pitcher down from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give your camels a drink also. So I drank, and she gave the camels a drink also. Then I asked her and said, whose daughter are you? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him. So I put the nose ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrists, and I bowed my head and paid homage to Yahweh, and Yahweh the Increaser, Elohim of my Adonai, Abraham, who had led me in the way of truth to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. Now if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing comes from Yahweh. We cannot speak to you either bad or good. Here is Rivkah before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as Yahweh has spoken. And it came to pass, when Abraham's servant heard their words, that he paid homage to Yahweh, bowing himself to the ground. Then the servant brought out jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and clothing, and gave them to Rivkah. He also gave precious things to her brother, and to her mother. And he and the men who were with him ate and drank and stayed all night. Then they arose in the morning, and he said, send me away to my master. But her brother and her mother said, let the young woman stay with us a few days, at least 10, after she may go. And he said to them, do not hinder me, since Yahweh has prospered my way. Send me away, so I may go to my master. So they said, we will call the young woman and ask her personally. Then they called Rivkah and said to her, will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. So they sent away Rivkah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they spoke an increase to Rivkah and said to her, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. Then Rivkah and her maids arose, and they rode on the camels and followed the man. So the servant took Rivkah and departed. Now Yitzhak came from the way of Beer Lahai, Roy, for he dwelt in the south. And Yitzhak went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Then Rivkah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Yitzhak, she dismounted from her camel. For she had said to the servant, who is this man walking in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it is my master. So she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Yitzhak all the things that he had done. Then Yitzhak brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rivkah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Yitzhak was comforted after his mother's death.